Sarah's here. What is your Wiki Corner on today?
Well, we lost a huge musical legend today.
Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett. Died today at 96.
What an amazing life,
oh
right?
Oh my gosh, such a career.
Yeah.
So Tony Bennett began singing at an early age. He fought in the final stages of World War II as an army infantryman in the European theater.
Wow.
Afterward, he developed his singing technique, signed with Columbia Records, and had his first number one popular song with Because of You in 1951.
Okay.
He reached an artistic peak in the late 1950s with albums such as The Beat of My Heart and Basie Swing's Bennett Sings.
Oh.
In 1962, he recorded his signature song, I Left My Heart in San Francisco.
Mm.
And I was reading about that the song was so popular that people assumed he was from
San Francisco.
He was not. He was from New York City. But people thought it was such a huge song. People thought that's where he was from.
Yeah.
So his career and personal life experienced an extended downturn during the height of the rock music era. His son Danny became his manager in the early 80s and helped his father stage a major comeback in the late 1980s and 1990s. Danny Bennett felt that younger audiences who were unfamiliar with his father would respond to his music if given a chance.
Uh-huh.
No changes to Tony's formal appearance, singing style, musical accompaniment, or song choice were necessary or desirable. So Danny began regularly to book his father on Late Night with David Letterman, a show with a younger hip audience.
Oh, yeah, right.
Appearances with on Late Night with Conan O'Brien, The Simpsons, Muppets Tonight, and various MTV programs.
Muppets Tonight, that's where you go. That's how you set the trend for the kids.
Absolutely. So this new audience reached its height with Bennett's appearance in 1994 on MTV Unplugged.
I had no idea that
Tony Bennett was on MTV Unplugged, but he was. Featuring guest appearances by rock and country stars Elvis Costello and Katie Lang, The show attracted a considerable audience and much media attention. The resulting MTV Unplugged Tony Bennett album went platinum, and besides taking the Best Traditional Pop Vocal Performance Grammy Award for the third straight year, he also won the top Grammy prize of Album of the Year with that album.
And how old is this? Is what year?
This is in 1994.
94. Wow.
Yeah. So Bennett continued to create popular and critically praised work into the 21st century. He attracted renewed acclaim late in his career for his collaboration with Lady Gaga, began with the album Cheek to Cheek in 2014.
Yeah.
The two performers toured together to promote the album throughout 2014 and 2015. With the release of the duo's second album, Love for Sale, in 2021, Bennett broke the individual record for the longest run of a top 10 album on the Billboard 200 chart for any living artist.
Wow.
His first top 10 record was I Left My Heart in San Francisco in 1962.
Yeah.
Bennett also broke the Guinness World Record for the oldest person to release an album of new material at the age of 95 years and 60 days.
Wow, that may be a record that holds for some time.
I think so. Because what other 95, 96-year-old person would be releasing an album?
Mick Jagger's still
that's
going.
True. Maybe.
You never know.
You never know. So Bennett also
that's still 15 years away from Mick Jagger.
That is. But it could happen.
Right.
It could happen.
Yeah.
So Bennett also had success as a painter
done
under his real name of Anthony Benedetto, or just Benedetto.
Right.
He followed up his childhood interests with professional training, work, and museum visits throughout his life. He sketched or painted every day, often of views out of hotel windows when he was on tour.
Oh.
He exhibited his work in numerous galleries around the world, with some of his paintings selling for as much as $80,000 a piece.
Not bad.
Yeah. So Bennett amassed many accolades throughout his career, including 20 Grammy Awards, a Lifetime Achievement Award, and 2 Primetime Emmy Awards. He was named a Kennedy Center honoree and was the founder of the Frank Sinatra School of the Arts in Astoria, Queens.
That's interesting, because I would have thought that was Frank Sinatra.
No, Tony Bennett.
But Tony Bennett founded the Frank Sinatra.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
He released over 70 albums during his career and sold more than 50 million records worldwide.
Holy cow.
In February of 2021, it was revealed that Bennett was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease in 2016. But due to the slow progression of his illness, he continued to record, tour, and perform until his retirement from concerts, which was announced after his final performances on August 3rd and 5th, 2021, wow, at Radio City Music Hall.
Oh, my God, 2 years ago?
Yeah. So he died today at the age of 96 after suffering from Alzheimer's for 7 years. Mm. In a statement, his family said that he kept singing all the way to the end, yeah, and that the last song he ever sang was Because of You, which was his first hit.
Well, very sad, but one heck of a career. Oh, holy, yeah, cow. I can't imagine it really being surpassed anytime soon.
Yeah.
You picked out a record to go along with Tony Bennett, did you?
Yeah, so we're going to play his song In the Middle of an Island.
We'll do it. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
The one, the only, Tony Bennett in the Middle of an Island. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Oh, because we were talking about Tony Bennett, because yeah, he sadly passed away today at the age of 96.
96. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
Okay, Tony Bennett released 70 albums and sold more than 50 million records worldwide.
Tony Bennett was also an accomplished painter.
And he holds the Guinness record for the oldest person to release an album of new material at the age of 95.
And do you think, Tony, do you think this is going to be a lot of times when these big artists like this pass away, there's like a resurgence in interest in their music?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
You think we'll see that?
I think so.
How many albums did you say? 60 albums?
70.
70 albums.
Yeah.
I mean, my gosh, that's insane.
I know.
That's insane. Well, good for him. Good for him. And a life well lived. Folks want to learn more about Tony Bennett's era. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog.
Right.
If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
His son is manager. You referenced him a few times.
Yeah.
How old is he? He's got to be, what, like in his 70s?
I would think so. Yeah, awesome. I'm not sure. But yeah.
Wow. Wow, oh, wow. All right, Sarah, wonderful. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Thank
yes,
you for coming in. I know
too,
you've got big plans. You're going to go to the theater.
Yes, I'm seeing Barbie tomorrow night, and I'm really, really, really excited.
Okay. We'll give her a full report of that on Monday, all right?
Okay.
Okay. Very good. We're going to talk movies with our movie man, Josh Eisenhardt, about
Hour 50. Does he talk about Barbie?
50. Of course he is.
Oh, good.
And the
Oppenheimer
film, I'm sure. Fleetwood Mac on the way, traffic and weather, too, coming up on Legends 102.7. Mm-hmm.